Care for Changing Lives, learning about Hospice Quinty on 91X.
I'm Lee McConnell with Hospice Quinty. When faced with the impending loss of a loved one, you may feel unsure about bringing your child to see them. It's natural to worry about how to talk to your child about the situation and the potential impact it may have on them. Concerns may arise that your child will develop a constant preoccupation with or fear of death after visiting a dying loved one. It can be a confusing experience for them, but it's important to remember that children are resilient and process emotions differently than adults. They tend to process deep emotions in smaller portions rather than all at once. Experts emphasize the importance of allowing your child to see a loved one who is nearing the end of life, if possible. This experience not only exposes them to death and helps them understand it, but it also prevents their imagination from conjuring up scenarios that are far worse than reality. Moreover, it provides them with an opportunity to grieve the loss themselves, alongside other family members, and develop coping skills that contribute to closure and make future losses less overwhelming. Being honest about death and dying creates a sense of security for your children and communicates your willingness to engage in difficult conversations that may arise later on. If you decide to bring your child to visit a dying loved one, it's crucial to first ask them what they would like to do. Do they want to say goodbye in person, or would they prefer to send a card or a video message instead? While visiting may be beneficial for them, it's important not to force them if they're hesitant. Secondly, if your child expresses a desire to visit, explain to them what they can expect. Hospital and hospice settings can be intimidating for children. There are unfamiliar sounds, medical staff bustling around, and sometimes other families and unwell individuals in the vicinity. Additionally, your loved one's appearance may be altered due to their illness, which can be difficult for children to comprehend. To prepare your children, provide an explanation of what they might encounter, encourage them to ask questions, and inform them of the visit's guidelines so that they can be the best guests possible. Thirdly, take advantage of the support services available at the hospital, such as social workers, child life specialists, and chaplains. These professionals can help answer any questions your children may have and provide them with a break from the room if necessary. Nurses may also be available to offer information to your children about what is happening to your loved one and the functions of medical equipment around them. Lastly, be prepared for any questions your children may ask, but remember that you don't have to have all the answers. If a question arises to which you are unsure how to respond, don't dismiss it. Be honest with your child and let them know that you're uncertain of the answer or that you wonder about it as well. If the question does have an answer, offer to research it together. When discussing death with children, it's essential to use clear and accurate terms such as incurable, dying, or died. Avoid using abstract or vague terms like sick, left, gone, or sleep. This helps prevent children from misunderstanding the concept of death. You don't want your child to equate a common illness with being sick as someone who is dying, or to fear going to sleep because they associate it with death. Hospice Quinty provides individuals, their families, and caregivers with compassionate end-of-life care by attending to their physical, psychosocial, and practical needs, and offering empathetic care to those who are grieving through visiting hospice services and support groups. All Hospice Quinty programs and services are provided by compassionate, well-trained volunteers and staff at no charge to the individual or their family. We serve a population of over 110,000 in Quinty West, Belleville, Deserano, Tyendinaga Township, and the Tyendinaga Mohawk Territory.
Learn more by visiting hospicequinty.ca and listen for new information each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.